Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I wanted to speak with you still in this hour about those who know their God will do great exploits. It's what's said in Daniel 11:32. And when we genuinely encounter God and remain in an abiding place with Him, an abiding relationship, you know, we encounter Him and we get to know Him and He gets to know us. And what's unique about that is that certainly God knows who we are. I mean, He knows everything about us. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that He can get to know us from the standpoint of our thoughts, of our feelings, of our desires, and our disappointments. And how does He do that? Well, oftentimes as a parent, you may know some information about your child just by simply observing them, or by revelation, God can tell you something about them. However, there comes a point in your relationship with your child where they can begin to communicate, and they can begin to share their feelings, their desires, mm-hmm. their likes, their dislikes, their joys, and their pains. And in doing so, you're walking into a place of relationship with them that, yeah, you may have seen and observed that they were hurt, but when they communicated that hurt or they communicated that joy, you saw a bit of their personality, you saw a bit of their expression, and there was a common bonding that occurred as a result of this transaction. Mm-hmm. And when we know God in that way, see, we know God, we can learn of His ways, we can learn of His word, we can learn of His character and of His makeup. But then God gets to learn of us as well, too. He experiences the same thing that we experience in a way when we're interacting with someone else. We are sharing our heart with Him. And when we engage God, we'll continue to grow in Him. We'll continue to understand His ways. We'll understand who we are in Him. And we begin a journey in which we receive this insight and revelation. And the two strongest emotions that we can feel on any level, and I think they're the two strongest emotions that God feels, is love and hate. See, when you begin to walk with the Lord and abide with Him in a relationship, He begins to share His heart with you as you're reading His word. And He begins to show you the things that He loves. Mm-hmm. Believe me, He loves creation. Everything hangs on love. The commandments hang on loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. See, God is love, right? So when you abide with God, you get an understanding and a dimension of who He is, but then you also get a dimension and an understanding of what He hates. He hates evil, He hates sin, and He hates anything that separates you from the love of God. And so we're talking about those that know their God. When you know who God is, when you know His character, when Christ is being formed in you, then you are walking in a place of maturity where you can begin to walk in dominion on the face of this earth and do great exploits, great heroic feats for Him. Because you know, listen, I know God. He's not a figment of my imagination. I don't know of Him or about Him. I know Him because we talk. Mm-hmm. I pray. He answers. I read His word. I move in faith, and things happen. And we want to share with you about an encounter a woman had in Philadelphia that was recorded by Fox Philly, because she actually knew God. She was able to step in and save somebody else who potentially was going to be, you know, taken down. I want you to watch this report as we come back.
Story you're seeing first on Fox, new dramatic video showing the kindness of a stranger. Police say it shed some light on a string of bizarre incidents on SEPTA's Broad Street line. You can see a bystander as she helps protect a young woman and her baby from a man authorities say would later go on to attack a SEPTA officer. Fox 29's Seanette Wilson talked to that Good Samaritan tonight. Seanette?
Well, Ian, this woman said she could not stand by and risk a mother and her newborn baby getting hurt. She stood between a man who later proved to be violent when police say he left this particular incident and attacked a SEPTA cop soon after.
Every time I was blocking him, I was saying, the blood of Jesus is against you.
Tamika Bates is the woman seen in this surveillance video on a SEPTA train, boldly standing between a woman holding her week-old baby girl and a man allegedly harassing her.
I said, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You will not touch this woman.
Tamika says she and the woman both got on at Erie Avenue. She noticed the suspect, who police have identified as 40-year-old Stephen Mason, following the woman as she sat down, then got up and moved.
He asked, could he see the baby? And she ignored him. Then he asked again, oh, you're not going to let me see the baby? And she looked up at him and said, no. So that upset him a little bit. Then he went to go reach to move the blanket, but she shooed his hand away.
As others sat by and watched, Tamika says she felt compelled to help.
And I said, miss, just stay with me and I'll protect you. I have you covered. Don't worry.
Watch the suspect standing behind Tamika as she moves side to side to shield the woman. She says Mason didn't appear to be right as he repeatedly tried to talk to the woman.
He said, the rats are coming. They're coming to get us. They're coming to get us. Look, you need to go with me.
When the train stopped at Susquehanna and Dauphin, Tamika, who is a minister at Resurrection Evangelistic Church, said the woman broke down crying as she escorted her off the train. Mason stayed behind.
I didn't fear what was in him because I knew the greater being within me could defeat what was actually in him.
Incredible, right? So the mother was reportedly taking her baby to Temple Hospital because she wasn't breathing right when this happened. Tamika says knowing now what the suspect is accused of still would not change what she did to help that woman. Shaunette Wilson, Fox 29 News. Dawn.
All right. Thank you.
Wow. Come on now. Greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. She understood. She knew who God was. And who he was on the inside of her.
Wow. Amen.
I mean, she said, listen, I'm going to stand in the gap. Those that do know their God will do great exploits, great heroic feats. And here she is on a train with other men on this train, other people on this train.
Doing nothing.
Hello. And she gets up, and this other guy was a very big guy.
Yeah, he wasn't small.
He wasn't a small guy. And she stands in between that which was attacking someone who was helpless holding a baby.
Yeah.
And she steps up to the woman and says, don't worry.
I got this.
I got this. I got you. I got you protected.
I'll protect you.
I got you protected. Think about that.
Beautiful.
Think about that. How many of those opportunities are awaiting us where we don't sit idly by and we see injustices happening. I'm not, you know, saying, hey, play a hero. I'm not. This woman knew God. She was compelled to get up and say, no, not on my watch. Right. I'm not going to allow this to happen. And because she knew God and she walked with God, she was able to step out on God and say, no, the blood of Jesus is against you. And when we understand the type of authority that we have in the Lord, we'll be able to do things like that. And are doing things like that. The man couldn't even touch her. He could have pushed her away. He couldn't even get near her. Couldn't even get near her.
Nope.
And obviously the man, because of what was saying, obviously was being oppressed or maybe possessed by, you know, the enemy and you know, you can go on and on with that. But he had no choice but to submit to the name of Jesus. And that's what we're talking about. So we want to encourage you to be discipled. You know, you may have been on a wrong path in your life that led to all kind of different roads, but now you're on the right path. You found the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, now that you're on the right path, guess what you got to do? You got to walk. You got to walk on the right path. And the path is Jesus. It's a narrow road. And as you're spending time in, you know, with him and you're being discipled and you're growing in your faith and in your relationship, let me tell you something. God's going to rise up on the inside of you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And you can begin to step out boldly and share the love of God with people. You can step up boldly and stand in a gap for those that are being hurt and abused. And you can be the one to usher them into the presence of God and to the revelation of the saving knowledge of his Son.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.